听力课堂，听 class.com。
Any senators wishing the voter to change their vote? If not, the ayes are 99, the nays are 0, and the nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is made and laid upon the table. The president will be immediately notified of the Senate, and the Senate will resume legislative session.
So this thing's been wobbling back and forth. Past couple of hours, it's tried to turn a little bit farther to the north. You can just kind of see a northward drift to the eye. I don't believe that has anything to do with any type of a turn back toward the oil field. Okay. I just don't think that's going to happen. It will eventually turn left again and get onto the shore in Mexico later tonight. This is impressive. I just want to tell you, for this early in the season, we talk about storms or arms of this all the way down to the Yucatan Peninsula and then arms all the way back over here toward New Orleans.
Wow.
That is a large storm, almost filling the entire western half of the Gulf of Mexico. Even though we're talking about almost 400 miles from the eye to where this effort is taking place, there is still an awful lot of wave action going around here. You got to think, this is 80-mile, 90-mile-per-hour storm. The waves are going to be coming in this way for days.
A VA hospital may have exposed more than 1,800 vets to hepatitis and HIV. St. Louis Hospital has sent letters to those vets. The patients may have been exposed to the viruses through contaminated dental instruments.
They were actually doing additional work in order to protect their kind of delicate instruments. Sometimes policies don't always get followed because people have very good intentions, but the end result is the policy that was supposed to be followed wasn't followed.
The hospital has sent certified notification letters to the affected patients, and Missouri Congressman Russ Carnahan is calling for a full investigation into what went wrong.
It's funny to think that, you know, 30 years into this, I've made a living teaching long-arm people how to use their arms. I'm dead straight.
It's so hard to do what he does.
I've only been out hit with my driver 3 times. Put your hand in your pocket because you no longer have one, and now put your right arm here. And now you're playing like me. Nice shot.
Watching him hit that ball right now, that thing is, I hope I can hit mine that good. And he's got no arms. I mean, it's amazing.
All right, man. Nice try. I got bragging rights today on you. I think it's fun to be an underdog. I never said I'd break 100. I did it. I never said I'd break 90. I did it. 80. I did it. Anytime somebody says I can't, that's like putting fuel in my tank. I just fill it up and I go for it.